It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been a rough spring throughout the South, and this morning we're going to hear about the latest threat. Floodwaters on the Mississippi River and its tributaries are reaching historic highs. The crest of the flood is now slowly approaching Memphis, Tennessee. Hundreds of homes in that area are already underwater, and thousands of people have fled to higher ground. NPR's David Shaper begins our coverage from Memphis.
The Mississippi River in Memphis is higher than most people here have ever seen it before, and it's expected to crest tonight just under the record high water mark set in 1937. But the worst of the flooding in and around Memphis thus far isn't along the Mississippi itself, but along its tributaries. As the mighty river's high waters push a backflow up those already swollen tributaries, flooding low-lying neighborhoods, including Frazier.
My name is Anora Brown, and the water is... It's right behind my house, but it's not up to the house yet.
While watching the rising floodwaters creep along a closed section of U.S. Highway 51 near her home Sunday afternoon, Brown admits she's getting nervous.
It's very, very close. It's within, let's say, about 12 feet, maybe.
So 12 feet out your back door, you can see the water's...
Well, if you look down, I'm on the hill. I'm on the hill. See, that's what's holding me back now. That's what's protecting me now, is because I'm on the hill part.
But Brown says if the water rises much higher, she's ready to evacuate, something hundreds of other Memphis area residents have already been forced to do.
My house is full of water. Yeah.
Marcelo Gonzalez lived in a low-lying mobile home park that began filling up with water Friday.
I got my two kids, and I had to bring over here because I don't have nowhere to go.
Over here is a shelter set up at a gymnasium at Hope Presbyterian, a sprawling megachurch east of Memphis. With 186 evacuees, Hope's shelter is beyond capacity. A few hundred people are staying at other shelters and houses of worship around Memphis, as Shelby County officials are relying entirely upon the faith-based community to house those displaced by the floods.
The need is huge.
Michael Lira is pastor of missions at Hope Presbyterian.
From what I'm hearing, the river is going up even more, and so within a few days or whatnot, we're going to see more people coming in.
Lira is training church members who are volunteering to staff the shelters, more of which could be opening in coming days. Officials continued going door-to-door Sunday, and have now issued evacuation notices to more than 1,300 homes. As the flood zones grow due to the overflowing Wolf and Loosahatchee Rivers and the Nankana Creek. Bob Nations is director of the Shelby County Office of Preparedness.
They flow east to west, so they normally dump into the Mississippi, but now they can't dump into the Mississippi, so they've been backing up all week because they hit that wall of the Mississippi River rising.
Nations says the evacuation notices are not mandatory, and some people are trying to wait it out.
Hopefully, they won't wait too long, because it's much easier to evacuate dry than it is to do water evacuations.
The Mississippi itself is becoming a bit of a tourist draw in downtown Memphis, with thousands driving over the bridge to Arkansas to view the astoundingly high raging waters, and many stopping along Riverside Drive to see water lapping up to the street. Colonel Vernie Reichling of the Memphis District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the Mississippi's levees in the area are performing as designed and are holding back the water.
We will continue to monitor these levees and flood vaults very carefully, but at this point, there is nothing that we are concerned about, and there is no potential possibility of any failures on the Mississippi River levees.
Nonetheless, Colonel Reichling warns this is still a dangerous flood of historic proportions that is moving through Memphis and downriver on towards the Mississippi Delta, Louisiana, and New Orleans. David Shaper, NPR News, Memphis.